الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله العظيم. About doctor, one thing also, mashallah, he gives 4 months in Jamaat every year. And so that is also a very great sacrifice. And also, as he explained, this Boko Haram, that in Nigeria people don't know, they are not Muslims also. And they are the ones making Muslims fight one another. And not only fight, killing how many people. So Allah save us from all fitnas, and Allah, we should make dua to Allah Ta'ala also. ISIS is another fitna like that. They're not even Muslims. But how many people have given their lives, sacrificed what and what? Inshallah, for them, on their intention, Allah will give them their rewards. But for who we are, these people, they like our leaders, but they're hardly Muslims. So Allah Ta'ala protect us and guide us. With regard to this honorable month of Ramadan, first one great sunnat, and that is Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was asked which was the most common dua Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should make. She said that walking everywhere he should just make, Ya muqallib al-qulub, sabbit qalbi ala deenik. O you who are the turner of hearts, keep my heart firm on deen. So this is a dua we should make for ourselves also. We need, when Allah's Nabi guaranteed what a position, but he is making this dua to teach us that how much we should be making this dua, and we should do it with this intention also. Very sadly, what we hear from time to time, what's happening in different parts of the world, people becoming murtad, etc. So make dua for us, our family, our children, our communities, the whole world, Muslims. Allah keep us all on Iman. And make the dua also, Ya Musarrif al-Qulub, Sarrif Qulubana ala Ta'atik. That, oh Allah, the changer of heart, that you turn our hearts towards Deen. This also we hear a lot. It is about us also, about our children. Somebody is on drugs, somebody is in love with some non-Muslim, somebody is involved in other things, in what? So, oh Allah, you change the hearts. We make our efforts, which is our farad, we have to make. But till the heart is not changed, we don't get anywhere. You can go and spend 10 years in a rehab, but if the heart doesn't change, and here we have been taught, and this is our deen, simple solutions, free of charge solutions, but the paradox, we don't use it. If we are told, go and put your son in a rehab, spend 100,000, yes, that makes sense. We will spend that 100,000, we'll spend that time, but the dua, and the dua we know, it is our yaqeen. Allah is the controller and changer of condition, no one else. And Allah gave us the means to get to Allah and ask Him. And the dua, Allah made it free. And any time, even if you are in a state of janabat, you can make dua. If you are in ghusl, mashallah, what to say, tahajjud time, but any time you can make dua. If unfortunately you didn't keep roza also, roza was for us, but you can still make dua. And it doesn't mean Allah won't accept your dua. Of course, you keep your roza, keep it properly, then your duas will be much more. But dua, such a thing Allah has given us, we don't use. For our own hearts to change also. That it's a matter of change, dil badal de. That, oh Allah, you change our hearts. Let our hearts incline towards you. Everything will change. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. One thing we all should also consider, where we have to keep on working, the ball that is thrown up must keep on moving up. It mustn't come to one place. But let us also not lose hope and get disheartened. For so long I'm trying. Consider our age. Perhaps from the age of 8, 9 or 10, we were even keeping whole months roza. Some of us a bit later, but many of us already from that age, alhamdulillah, and we feel still today I'm nowhere. So on one side, we should feel like that also, so we can program. The minute a person thinks, I'm there now, then he's not going to move front, he's there now. But as long as he feels I'm not there, he's going to move. But also don't feel I haven't moved also. For example, perhaps all of us, if we think, at one time, what was Ramadan for us? One, it was like a burden, now I have to keep rozas now. Now I have to give up so many of my things now. So that was one attitude. Then what was Ramadan? So keeping our rozas, 29, 30, and we always hoped it must be 29. Must see the moon one day later, see it one day earlier. And so that was, and then what was that? We keep our rozas, alhamdulillah, we keep our fast, but then it was a matter of Taraweeh, that I have to go for Taraweeh, and that also, that few days we miss also, we go for a few days, we don't go, but now Taraweeh is one thing that I have to do. And perhaps at the most, make one khatam of Quran Sharif. And perhaps towards the end of Ramadan, we are rushing now to finish. Perhaps we're even turning two pages. But now I have to finish now. I have to make my khatam. So that was our Ramadan. And today if we have to think, alhamdulillah, as many of our friends also say, and that now we realize what Ramadan is. And really, perhaps even if we get 1,000 years of life, and we spend it in the best educational programs of what Ramadan is, perhaps we still, what Ramadan is, what Allah has given us, what treasures Allah has kept in here. And it is us for to open this treasure house. And it comes to us free of charge also. And all this what is in Ramadan, also completely free of charge. And Ramadan comes to us, we don't have to go and look for Ramadan. Ramadan comes to us. So Allah give us tawfiq that appreciate also. And at the same time, never ever think I'm there. We have to still move on all the time. The minute the ball reaches the height and I'm there, it doesn't stay up in the air. It comes down faster than what it went up also. So we also, and also Buzurgan and Deen have said that a person who feels that now I don't need Islah, such a person, I'm alright, I don't need Islah, forget him remaining good, forget him making others good, he himself won't remain good. The minute any person feels that now I am right now, my Islah is made, that person himself won't be right, forget him making other people right, no matter he can be the sheikh of the world. And he can have all the murids in the world, and he can have awliya as his murids. But the minute he feels, I'm all right, then he will fall. So we have to carry on all the time. And for that also, Allah's great mercy, Ramadan comes every year. We won't get a single Islamic year without Ramadan that is skipped. That from Shaban we just gone to Shawwal. And no Ramadan came. No, it will come every year. And it's a great honor for us that Allah has blessed us with this great month. So this month is the month, one is the month to acquire taqwa, which perhaps was not in our minds also, that this was the month which Allah Himself says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you acquire taqwa. So and taqwa is that great treasure and great wealth which Allah Ta'ala gives. For example, and let us see reality, Allah grant it to us and let us understand. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, as a little child, sees a dream that his brothers, that the stars, the moon, the sun are making sajda to him. He tells his father, as a small child, father tells him, don't tell anyone, but little children, he went and tell his brothers and they were jealous of him, the father loved him. From there they made a plan that they will go out a little bit for a picnic-like thing. And then there they put him in a well, they wanted to kill him. From there he's taken by travelers and he's sold as a slave now, the son of a Nabi, destined to become a Nabi, but now he's sold as a slave. After that he's in the house of the minister, Aziz, and there the wife of Aziz wants to seduce him. And how he remains firm there, a young man, and now he's reached his adolescence. He's at the height of his, what we will call, of a man's power, a man's energy, he's at the height of that. And right in a house which is completely closed, Every arrangement has been made. And not that he has gone to look for some. Today, unfortunately, we look for haram and we look for guna. But yeah, it is coming to him. And in the best, so to say, in that world, is the most easiest, and which woman and what. But they also, and Allahu Akbar, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, that also, this is a great lesson to learn also. Even if a woman wants to seduce you, but when problems come, she's going to blame you. When the minute they came out and they found the Aziz at the door, she said, he wanted to interfere with me. So here also a lot of lessons. Surah Yusuf is full. Maulana Hassan Dokrat, Damat Barakatum, said so beautifully, Surah Yusuf, it is everything else besides a love story. We take Yusuf Ali Salam's story to be a love story. It is everything besides. It is, if it is a love story, the love of Allah. Which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says that Yusuf Ali Salatu Wasalam, as-sijnu ahabbu ilayya. That if not commit a guna, I'll rather go to jail. Who is the son of a Nabi, sold as a slave, being seduced, now he prefers to go to jail, but not to break the law of Allah. Not one but. وَلَقَدْ هَمَّدْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا لَوْلَا عَرَّى بُرْهَانَ رَبِّ. Ulama have written clearly, Yusuf alayhi salam did not have the least inclination towards her. Allah protected him completely. And he says, I prefer going to the jail. And when again all the ladies of Egypt came and they made sifarish for the wife of Aziz, that you do what she tells you, wants you to do. Then also he didn't. Now he's in the jail. And how many years before? He was already in jail for how long? Afterwards again, when two other prisoners come, again he's giving da'wat of deen. Now the offer comes, you'll be released from prison. He says, no, not like that. My name must be cleared properly. There must be a revisit to my whole imprisonment here. And why am I here? And find out the facts properly. When my name is cleared, otherwise who won't want to go out now? After being so long in jail and the prime of your life you are spending in jail. And now you get the opportunity, a person will jump. Like that also you'll want to scale the walls and go out. But when he's told you, and the king is telling you, he says, no, not like that. After the inquiry, everything and the truth comes out, now he's made the minister. And then again, Allahu Akbar. When his brothers come, when drought comes now, and his brothers come and visit him, he could easily also have said, now come here, or I'm coming back home. But what they proceed here again. How many times they come again, and how Allah plans for him that the brother comes to him, his brother Binyamin, and then finally the whole family also comes, and all this Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Now after all this, مَنْ يَتَّقِي, a person who acquires taqwa. And part of the taqwa, وَيَصْبِرْ, makes sabr. Allah won't destroy the efforts of these people. So we want, now it must happen. But see, for a Nabi, how long? A whole life went. And then what Allah Ta'ala gave. So this is that month to acquire that taqwa. And we are weak. Allah, inshallah, won't put us to such test. That your whole lifetime has to go. But we, if we get, and this is what this month is offering us, taqwa. Allah said Yusuf alayhi salam got all that on taqwa and sabr. And then what's the position? And his whole surah in the Quran Sharif. Allah revealed it in his kalam. So what a message there is for us. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So this was the month of taqwa. It is still the month of taqwa. Let us work towards it. Almost half the month is gone already. It's not to be really happy, it is to cry that what taqwa has come into me. And to acquire taqwa directly is also not easy. Allah made that also easy for us. That I will give you roza and you just keep them correctly. You just do your part and I will give you the taqwa. You have to do your share, keep your rozas which is within your means and your capability. Otherwise, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali told our Shaykh that taqwa like that is very hard. To live a life of taqwa, as this beautiful ash'ar that we rendered, that istiqamat in our lives. that wherever we are, we stay with taqwa. It's not easy. And all the time, it's not a once-off thing that you stayed with taqwa, but it's a continuous thing you have to stay with taqwa. For you, it will be difficult, Allah said, but you can manage your rozas and correct. You do that, I will give you taqwa. So that is all we have to do, try and see how much have we keeping our rozas properly. Then this month, almost half is gone. And a month where ibadat and the reward of ibadat is increased. Ibadat also is increased in this month. Lot 20 rakats of Taraweeh, alhamdulillah. That is what Allah Ta'ala has increased. Getting up for Sehri, that has been that is a great ibadat also. All, how many ibadats and the rewards for the ibadats again. MashaAllah, throughout the world, if we just have to think how much Quran Sharif is being recited, 24 hours. That like adhan, every moment there is adhan carrying on. Because of the difference of time. When adhan starts in Fiji Islands where the sun rises. And after that, when Fajr Adhan comes to Perth and these places in Australia, there Zohar Adhan starts in Fiji. When Fajr Adhan starts in Malaysia and in those countries, then there Asr Adhan goes. And when Fajr Adhan starts in Africa and Europe and these countries, then there Maghrib. And when Fajr Adhan comes in America, the next day Fajr starts in Fiji. So 24 hours there is Adhan. 24 hours now Quran is being recited. Almost any masjid you walk in, you will see some Hafiz hambrawing another one. They hambrawing one another. Then Taraweeh is carrying on. The ladies are reading at home. Everywhere you can, people, you can be, once we were traveling to Palestine, and we got into the bus, and in front of us were two young boys, and they were dressed, not nice to say, but not even as Muslims. But as soon as they said, the Quran Sharif came out, until we reached our destination, they were reading Quran Sharif one way. So where Quran Sharif is being recited. So this is the month for that. Yeah, alhamdulillah. We can only make Allah shukr. There are three people in the khanqah here who are making every day one khatam. Three maulanas making every day one khatam. And other brothers are reading so much of Quran. And as we come here, we also getting the benefit. It is contained in the environment. Just step in the door and it is there. Step in the door of the Haram of Makkah, the Haram of Madinatul Munawwara. As you step in, every Nabi who came there, all the ibadat, all the awliya, it is contained there. And you also get exposed to it. You also get that radiation. This good radiation, and it charges you fully and strongly. We must just cleanse ourselves, remove our gunas, which is the barrier. As we were listening, how terrible gunas are, they the barrier for this. Here we are in this environment where there are so many brothers making so much of ibadat, khidmat, everything, and it is there and it is for us to benefit, but our barrier is our guna only, and gunas are the things which are our worst, perhaps you can say our only enemies, our worst enemies. And shaitan and nafs makes us make the gunas, and that is what we have to get cleansed of. And that is what we have to ward against. Our whole year, our whole life, Allah give me, Allah give us all tawfiq. So this is that great month. This is the month when du'as are so much accepted. 24 hours. From the time of when Sehri finishes, till the time the sun sets, then Allah has ordered all Allah's creation, birds, fish, to say Ameen on the du'as of the Ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Malaika, those Malaika who are carrying the Arsh of Allah, they also told to say Ameen on our du'as. So how much du'as we should make. And a whole month of 29, Allah make it 30 days just to beg Allah. And Allah is going to give you. So we should see that we are really begging. And the month, the first 10 days of rahmat are gone. We should beg still for Allah's rahmat. This 10 days of maghfirat, that Allah forgives us our sins. And then itqum minan nar, that is the thing, when the last 10 days come, particularly even now, that Ya Allah, you set our necks free from Jahannam. We can't imagine there will be those people who will be just dipped in Jahannam and taken out. That also, who can bear that? You just boil water in an electric kettle and just the steam. Just put your finger there and see if we can tolerate that. We can't tolerate that. What? And how many people will have to spend how long time in Jahannam? Though they have got Iman. But the gunas that we... Gunas, our enemies here in this world also, it's the thing that breaks our homes, it's the thing that breaks our health, it's the thing that breaks our businesses, it's the thing that breaks our happiness. Guna is our worst enemy. But unfortunately, we just love guna. And when the time for guna, we go blind. We don't see anything whatsoever. It's my father, it's my mother, my ustad is telling me, no, I have to commit this guna. And shaitan beautifies it in such a way that a person is so tempted. Allah, this is the time to remove all that false beautification of shaitan, which is making gunas look so beautiful. And if we see gunas as they are, nobody will want to stand near guna, even a million miles away. He won't want to face a guna. But shaitan, our enemy, makes it look so beautiful. And when a person's mind is clouded, when shaitan is urinated in his brain, then the worst guna, his wife, 100% halal, legal, looking at his wife, making love with his wife, such a great ibadah, but that is hated in his eyes. And what is haram for him, another woman, that appears to be the most everything for him. And I just can't stay without that. Islamic way of life, Islamic education, knowledge, hadith, Quran, Sharif. Forget hadith and Quran. Very great, very great. Nahwa, sarf are so enjoyable, so great. But this appears to be nothing. Making hibs of Quran seems to be nothing. And to go and study something which is lies. Theories which are proven lies. They're not even theories. They are lies. That means everything to us. Business for a few cents here and there. One sheikh, as we read, when he went to, he was going to Haramain Sharifain. When he came to Jeddah, the friends asked him to stay over. By your barakat, we will get barakat in our business. When he asked how much, he said, we will double our profits. He says, that's all. He's just going to double. One namaz in the Haram of Makkah, 100,000 Allah multiplies it. One namaz multiply, not double, 100,000. Can we? And this year, double year, is only as long as you live, and many times it goes in front of your eyes also. And many times all what you gain caused you the biggest problems also. How many people, their status just increased a bit in finance, etc. And 10 women got behind that man. Now he left his own wife, and none of the 10 also he got. Everything is lost. So this, and that what you get about akhirat, that will make your dunya also, make your qabr also, and Allahu Akbar, if our qabr is made at the time, the qabr is still coming, but if our maut is made, if our dunya zindagi is made, and this is the opportunity that we can determine to make our life of dunya. So the sawabs also, and du'as also, the month of sabr, when we are making sabr, when we talk, Manana was talking about the apples and the pears, and you talk of all the fruit, we all have to, the saliva automatically comes in the mouth. But nobody will even think to go and get an apple, or even if I got it in my bedding and something I can go and eat, nobody. We make sabr. So if we bring that through sabr, sabr from all gunas Allah will grant us. So this is that great month Allah has given us, that we must work on these things. So on that, one major thing that we have to work on, control of the eyes. If a person must control his eyes. And in this month that Allah has given us, if we learn that we stay away from haram, we stay away, we have to. But in this month, stay away from permissible things. In permissible, a little distinction. One is those permissible things which are actually, we are commanded to look at. Quran Sharif. Look at the pious people, our parents, mother, father, with respect and honor. We also term it permissible, but these are like ma'mur bihi, we are commanded. Then there are other things that are permissible to look at, but don't look at. Just to look at your cell phone is permissible, but don't even look at your cell phone. Really, if we will do this, forget going into the cell phone. Don't even look at it. Many things. And think, 10 years ago, I could stay without a cell phone. Why can't I stay with and especially those people who have come here for itikaf, for the islah. If we are those who have come here just for today's program, we are in our business, we need our cell phone, they're different. But we who are here, don't even look at the cell phone. And the others who are here, there are many things you can go into. You can go into the news. Just in this month, my only news is Quran Sharif. I don't need which political party has come in, who got how many votes, what's happening in India. I don't need that. I hear and it comes, Allahu Akbar. Even in the days when there were no cell phones, in the time of our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but whatever happened, the war taking place between Persia and Rome. And yet they were in Saudi, and what communication with Saudi? But they knew what is happening. Everywhere else also, everyone knew what was happening in the world. It wasn't that now only that we know what's happening in the world. That time also they knew. So those things which don't bother us, especially like a housewife, but a housewife also wants to know everything. So if we stay away from all this, and then when we go into this, we get reports, hopefully it's not true or it's exaggerated, that how many of our women making a nice chocolate cake and taking a photo and sending it on the group in Rozan, sort of tempting the people. What need have we got for all those things now? We don't need all that. Stay away from these which are permissible things to say. But stay away from all this, the news. Sports is out of the question. That if we come to realize the value of Akhirah, there is absolutely no room for sports for a Muslim. Especially this Western type of sports. The other sports which is like archery, Muslim, Islamic way of sports, swimming, that also, by the way, limited here and there. But just that sports has become not only a religion, but it has become a god now. People give their lives, people believe in sports. And the players, whoever they are and what they play, people will give their everything for that. How? So all these things, if we just cut it out completely and we stay away, Allah will give us the tawfiq for the rest of the year, the rest of our lives to stay away from all haram. So if we can keep our rozas of the eyes also, roza of the tongue. Yeah, again, there are many things which are permissible, which we, with our tongue, again the two categories. What one is, tilawat of Quran, zikrullah, durood sharif. See how much are we doing, and really check ourselves with the tasbih, or with the zikr of la ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah, nas'alullah al-jannah, wa na'udhu billahi minan nar. Are we doing that? How is our Quran sharif? How much are we reading of Quran sharif? And then, stay away from reading anything on our cell phone. All the groups and all the messages which are coming, if we just stay away from it totally. And all other things also. Even with our friends, even when we are eating, every time you have to speak, should I? Is it necessary? Can I stay without? I need salt. Can't I do without salt? If I don't have salt, what's the difference? The salt is just for little taste. And if they forgot to put salt, or I'm used to more salt, but I'll stay without it. These little, every small thing that we see where we can control and stay away from permissible talk also. Allah will save us from haram talk for the rest of the year, for the rest of our lives also. Then, roza of the ears also. Listening to all unnecessary things. And today listening, we listen with our eyes today. On the cell phone, what people should have given you a message, phoned you and told you what you would hear with your ears, now you'll read that message with your eyes. So stay away from that also. What is haram, that is out of the question. And hopefully all of us will stay away from all that haram. But what is permissible also, messages are coming, if we can delete the groups, or at least minimum for the month of Ramadan, delete all, go, don't be a part of any group whatsoever. If we will do this, this is what is required, we will observe the roza as it is, in return, with we not fit for it. We're not fit for taqwa. Allah will bless us with taqwa. And a person who has got taqwa, in awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. Taqwa makes you the friend of Allah. Today, if you are friends with somebody, good friends, bosom friends, how you enjoy it. Today, haram relationships are so enjoyable. What is this halal relationship with Allah Ta'ala? Hey, we haven't got an idea of that. When we will get that love of Allah, and all this keeping roza of the ears. And as I said, the roza of the ears today is roza of the eyes, in that we're hearing with our eyes today. Stay away from all that. Then keep roza of the stomach as well. That is, that stay away from food, we stay away whole day. We can't, there's no question of eating. And at iftari time, then also keep the roza of the stomach, that we don't have anything which is haram. Halal, inshallah, that is there. And then try our best that it is halal and tayyiba. Good, healthy, wholesome, in which there is no doubt, we try our best. And then further than that, that also, as little as possible. We eat according to our needs, no problem. We can't just cut down immediately, but we start controlling. Controlling in different ways. You got, for example, 10 types of savory. Make it, cut it down to 1, 2, 3 types. From there, you used to eat yourself 3, 4 of each savory. Now just eat 1 from there. And in this way, slowly try and cut down even on the permissible things, and only healthy things. Stay away from all the haram things. Stay away from all the doubtful things. Stay away from all the junk food. Stay away from all the other type of food that they eat. Today, unfortunately, it is becoming, well, we're opening rosas with burgers. We're opening rosas with pizzas and all that. Khajur, we should open our roza with. Water, zamzam water, we should, and even afterwards, eat a nice, good, healthy meal. And that also in moderation. If we will do this and stay away from all the extra, even in halal, jais food, Allah will help us. Allah will make it that we will stay away from haram in the future. The whole life, whole year, whole life, Allah will make it. And in fact, Allah will bring that dislike for all this haram. Today, that also, when we think of this, all other types of food, takeaway food, we just can't resist it. We just can't stay away from it. And when food is in front of us, we like go blind, we go mad. We just have to now devour it. We just have to finish it up. Allah give us that tawfiq, if we will look after our Ramadan. And then inshallah, as we go on, what we will discuss also, roza of the heart and the mind also. All this pride, that I kept rozas, I made so much Quran Sharif, I didn't sleep by night, or whatever else. All this pride and vanity and conceit. Shaitan got destroyed just because he thought he was better than Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So when we also think I'm better than so and so, how would we fall? So that also, then the roza, one more ulama explained that fear remains with us, within us. It is written, the great pious, righteous people, 6 months after Ramadan, they should have this fear, was my Ramadan accepted or not? We're not even worried about it. From the time the moon has been sighted, finished, we've gone in a new mood, complete different mood. And the next 6 months, they should worry and wait and make dua for the next Ramadan which is coming. Like that. But we, on Eid night, Allah save us, I hope there are no more Eid balls, arrangements to go to Zoo Lake, and there is a fashion show, parade, and all the wrong things that take place. What we have earned, don't go and destroy it. Just in 1 second, we go and destroy it. How stupid a person who earns so much, works so hard, and then just all that he goes and pour it down the drain. Like for example, many masjid, they will put water where the imam, for drinking also, and the reading of that imam, the whole Quran Sharif is in that water. Now if somebody takes it after the Taraweeh, after Ramadan is finished, and he takes that water and goes and throw it down in the toilet,
that water, that whole month they were reading Quran, which the whole community can use, the whole family, for our illnesses, for barakat, to ward off all untoward things in our home, jinn, jadu, whatever effect. Now we're going through it where? Not in the garden, we're going through it in the toilet, that Quran Sharif water. Ramzan Sharif, we kept Ramzan, and in the night of Eid, we're going through it down, we're going to get involved in other wrong and haram. That we stayed away from cell phone whole month, now our fingers are itching too much, and we're going to open it up again. And we pour away everything. Allah guide us to righteousness. These are those occasions which will make our life, which will make our Jannat and Akhirat it will make. And otherwise, it can destroy us in this world also, destroy us in the Qabr. And just imagine a person who has died 1 year ago. If he's in enjoyment, what enjoyment is he? And if unfortunately he's got problems there, who can help him there? Hey, what can be, and we're going the same way. We don't know this moment who of us will be gone and how we will go at that time. So we have to have that, and Allah has given us this opportunity. May Allah guide us all to righteousness, inshallah.